Among your many acquaintances and friends, you have some who are very busy, but they would love to play D&D with you. However, they aren't sure if they can really commit to a long-term campaign. While you have offered to be a DM, a big offer, as we all know, they aren't sure about your capabilities, or frankly how agreeable and fun the other players are going to be. You somehow manage to convince them to start a campaign with you, with the stipulation that they will see how the first session goes. You run each of them through a session zero, but now you have to plan the critical first session. You contemplate doing a typical, nostalgic goblin raid, or maybe a more unique, mystical dreamscape dungeon, but you don't want to mess it up. It's getting hard to commit, and your campaign hangs in the balance. What do you do? This is How to Be a Better DM. My name is Tanner Wayland, and I'm very grateful that you're listening in today. It means a lot. I'm excited to talk about how we can be better DMs for the players we play with. Before I get into the main topic of today's episode, I would just like to say we're so grateful for everything that you listeners have done. We really appreciate any time that you subscribe to the newsletter or any time that you download an episode. Any time that you've actually joined in on the session with us. As you know, we run our monthly one-shot sessions, and honestly, they've been really fun. I'm running the one this month, and I think you'll really like it. It's going to be so fun. Obviously, it's first come, first serve, so I'm going to have a link in the show notes, in the episode podcast notes, rather. So go on there and sign up. Otherwise, we have our newsletter, where we also try and share advice and tips about how to be a better DM, and we'd really appreciate if you sign up for that as well. Otherwise, with no further ado, let's get into the main topic. Today I wanted to talk about ideas for a first session. Now, what does that mean? What is a first session? Now, we've actually talked in the past about session zeros, right? The idea where it's like, hey, before you actually get together as a group of friends, and you run these players through a campaign, you need a session zero where you can be like, hey, here's my character concept. And you can tell them, oh, here's some ideas that I had, and make sure that your character kind of fits within this whole scope, so to speak, right? But after the session zero, there needs to be a first session. And in that session, it's very important what you do because it kind of sets the tone for the rest of the campaign, honestly. Now, I think that something that would actually help you, and has helped me too, when I plan first sessions, is knowing what the goal of a first session is. Now, as I mentioned, yeah, a huge part of it is setting the tone. So for example, if you're planning more of a fantasy epic, so to speak, then you're going to want to have obviously, you're always going to have some fun in that mixture in terms of the tone. You're going to have a fun tone, but you're also going to want to have some serious notes, some greater themes for you to draw on, because that's going to really play handy when you're trying to ramp up tension later on, right? But you don't want to suddenly go from like, oh, a first session that's very chill, very funny, all the way up to, oh my goodness, your character's mom and dad died right in front of them. You know, there's a big difference there. And obviously, if you want to get away with being serious later on, it's nice if you have a little bit of seriousness, either just in the character descriptions and backstory or in the conflicts that they're facing right at the start. Either way, setting that tone from the beginning will be helpful, just to kind of gauge how your characters react, right? Because maybe you put a little bit of a certain type of tone, you know, a certain type of seriousness into the story, and it flops. Great, you got it out in the first session, and you're not going to go crazy forcing or pigeonholing the rest of the story down that path. Now, another big part of the first session is just setting kind of an example for the rest of your sessions about what kind of roles and experiences the players are going to have. So what do I mean by this? You know how a pilot of a TV show oftentimes they try and just get a little bit of everything. They're like, oh, here's all the characters. Here's, you know, if it's comedy, oh, here's some jokes and stuff. And here's some of the personal issues that the characters have. Whereas a more serious one will be like, oh, here's this big backstory. They'll try and get through a lot of it and kind of introduce a big conflict early on. That's in a way, that's what you're doing in terms of the roles, but more like this. For example, if you're planning on fighting a lot, which of course you will, you're going to want to fight. Now, I'm going to put a caveat on this. You should not make your first session be mostly about one fight. If you do that, then I think that you really need to scale back. Honestly, in the intro, when I was presenting that what if scenario, the kind of nostalgic goblin fight, you know, and the forest, the reason why oftentimes that's a key starting fight or a fight with like wolves or dire wolves or whatever, right? If you're going to have a fight, typically, even though your characters are lower level at the start, you also want, you don't want them to face a high leveled enemy going right out of the gate. Because if they do, then they're going to spend all their time fighting. And as much fun as fighting is in D&D, honestly, it's not the only reason why people are coming to the table. So you got to have a little bit of fighting. And then I honestly would really stress the importance of having certain events or goals that you can do a lot of non-combat roles with, right? For example, it could be, oh, they're at a festival. And at the festival, oh, they have a pie-eating contest, you know? And they're all rolling constitution to try and beat each other or something like that, right? That's a great example of a non-combat role that will also help them know that, hey, in your campaign, I can expect that not only my ability to fight, but also my ability just to build a character and kind of inhabit their role, all of that is important, right? So that is what I'd really recommend, is having a mix of those different kinds of experiences. And then also have some role-playing. Now, same as fighting, you don't want to have an entire episode full of straight, you know, unfiltered role-playing. You got to have a little bit here and there so that they know what to expect, but it's not the only thing they're expecting. Now, obviously, the biggest role as far as what you want out of a first session is you want to have fun. So in all of these things, whether it's a fight, a role play, like an interaction or a non-combat role, you really want to make sure that that each thing that you've chosen is hand-picked to be the most fun, right? So if it's going to be a combat, make one that, you know, it's not just straight, oh, we've got four guys on four guys and they're just going to whack each other back and forth, you know, make some dimension to the fighting arena, give them not just a straightforward like interrogation or something, you know, make it more fun, of role plays and fighting and everything else so that they have something to really look forward to going, after that first session. Basically, in the first session, you're just kind of showcasing your abilities. And so, you know, play to your strengths. If you feel like, oh, I'm good at doing a certain kind type of character that is very funny, you probably want to do that on the first session, at least to give them a taste so they're like, yeah, get me some more of that, right?
As a listener of this show, you obviously love story. Now that you've had a chance to craft your own story by listening to this show, wouldn't it be nice to get some inspiration? Or maybe you just want a moment of immersion and escape and entertainment. Whatever it is, come join us on our new show, Pact and Boon. It's an actual play D&D podcast in the world of Calignos, where our characters, Jolly, Wolfgang, and Alon, will find and meet each other in hell. And from there, start a troublemaking journey with some near-death experiences that will hopefully lead them to a happy ending. Find it wherever great podcasts are heard, or just go to sessionzerostudios.com/pactnboon. That's PactnBoon. Start listening today.
I think that you'll really stand out if you can play to your strengths. Finally, a big goal of the first session is you involve everyone. That's why oftentimes people will let their player characters just go off on their backstory. Now you got to rein them in a little bit, but you want to make sure that every character has at least a moment to be like, hey, this is who I am, and these are some of my motivations. But then you also want them to not only do that, but you want them to contribute in a physical, quote-unquote, way through their roles, right? Or their skills, or spells, or whatever. But honestly, I think that you have a lot of freedom in the first session that you don't have later on. And in that way, I would say that that you should be celebrating every time you get to do a first session, because so much of the rest of the sessions, so many of the rest of the sessions will be based on, oh, your character decided to really get the local villain mad. So now the players have to deal with the consequences or something like that. Basically, a lot of other sessions are essentially just dealing with consequences and maybe moving the story forward bit by bit. But in the first session, it's a clean slate. So go crazy. Go ham on it. Now, when you are planning, don't stress too much about the what, like what your characters are doing or anything like that. That'll come. But more importantly, just focus, like I was talking about earlier, on why you are doing something. Now, I'm going to try and condense down some ideas that I had or some principles that would really help you. First off, since the first session is kind of about showcasing the variety of experiences the players are going to be having, I would keep the phrase bite-sized or the word bite-sized in mind. You don't want the huge end villain to come out in the first session. Maybe you do. But I would honestly recommend starting smaller, like, oh, maybe their first enemy or the big bad, quote unquote, that they see is the henchman of the big bad, right? Because I'm assuming that if you want this campaign, to go on for a while, then you don't want to just get out all the big drama and conflict right at the start. You want to get bite-sized chunks. And so keep that in mind. In terms of the combats, you want bite-sized combats that can get over it quickly. In terms of the goals or the big bad that they're trying to face, you want bite-sized goals, right? Instead of them trying to save the world, they're just trying to save a kid who went missing, right? That's bite-sized. And instead of them trying to all of a sudden have a super deep relationship with one NPC, who you've spent a lot of time on the back story with or anything like that. Instead, you're just going to have bite-sized interactions. They kind of that hint that there's more coming. But if you do that, then you'll have a great first session because you're going to have all the time in the world later to dig deeper in each of those areas. Other than that, so I've talked a lot about the why when you plan your session. The next is the what, which, like I said before, not as important because, ideas are cheap in a way. And I don't mean that negatively. I mean that in the way that you can always come up with new ideas for a first session or a campaign. We're all very creative people. I know that for a fact. Now, as far as the what for a first session, though, what I love about it is you get to be creative about why all these random people happen to be in the same place at the same time so that they all get roped into this bigger adventure. And it's a very fun idea because you have kind of two paradigms there. Either they're complete strangers, or maybe a couple of them know each other, or maybe they all know each other and have been together for a while. Who knows? For example, if they are all friends, then maybe they were on a trip together, right? Like they were on a boat, a river cruise, if you want, right? Or maybe they have been an adventuring party for a while, And this is just another quest that, of course, branches out to something bigger. Now, I find that if you're trying to be creative about why complete strangers are getting together, there's a lot of options there, and you can really just stretch those creative muscles there. For example, it could be an event, like a festival or a market, or maybe they're all applying for the same job. Who knows, right? And then the person's like, hey, all of you go out, and I'll judge based on your performance. That could be the case. Or, and I like this one a lot, you could go for a captured or compelled kind of storyline where they were all captured by pirates or kidnapped. Maybe they're all locked in a cell. Maybe they're criminals, or just, you know, they got captured and then the king is like, hey, I'll get you out, but you have to do this quest first. There's a lot of options. One that's pretty regular is, you know, whether they're an adventuring party or not, you know, a mutual friend from a town that's going through some like plague or illness or mysterious disappearing or attacks or anything, right? They have a mutual friend who gathers them together and is like, hey, I want you all to solve this, and I know you from various places. That's a pretty safe one, right? But as I said before, if you want to not be safe, I would say that the first session is a great place to do that. You don't have to, you know, the players are all excited to play together. And so you don't have to be conservative in terms of what the random situation is that brings them together. Like, honestly, you could make them all wake up tied together, you know, in a heap, and they have no idea who each other is, and they're in a dark room. Like, that's not a bad way to start. So once again, just kind of as final advice on first sessions, remember that it is the why that matters so much more than the what when you're planning. Plan why you want to add something into the first session, and then the what kind of will reveal itself. So otherwise, I think that you'll all do great at planning first sessions. So get out there, plan a wonderful first session, and roll initiative.
Do you love these podcast episodes but aren't always able to listen to them? Do you learn better reading information rather than listening to it? Here's what you can do. Go to sessionzerostudios.com/newsletter, sign up for our weekly newsletter. You'll get tips and tricks sent directly to your inbox in written format that you can read and reference whenever you want. You'll get tips that we don't share on the podcast and bonus techniques that, frankly, no one has ever heard before. Again, sessionzerostudios.com/newsletter and get those free tips and techniques right to your inbox every week.